It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, December 27th. I'm Ben Johnson in for David Brancaccio. This holiday week, we're looking into the future of tech in 2013, from medical advances to robots and our own sense of self online. Our first guide is General Electric's Chief Technology Officer, Mark Little. He's looking closely at the energy industry.
We see incredible advances in driving up efficiency, lowering emissions from products, driving clean technologies around wind turbines and solar, driving grid efficiency, new suite of aircraft engine technologies coming out that drive up power and efficiency, making transportation cleaner and more efficient.
My sense is that the landscape is changing a little bit. Technology is sort of improving for fossil fuel extraction. How does that play into some of these clean tech things that are happening, or how are they sort of working in concert?
10 years ago, GE did not have a renewables business. The wind industry was fragmented. It was small. The wind turbines were not very efficient and effective and very costly. We put a lot of technology in there. We now have a $7.5 billion business that is a great part of our portfolio. You would recognize that there's an explosion in availability of natural gas in the United States. We have technologies that do it today, but tomorrow we'll be able to do it at half the energy inputs. And that explosion in natural gas is going to lead to more use of natural gas and power generation. And we have advanced technologies coming out in large gas turbines and even smaller gas turbines that can both drive to new efficiency levels and to more flexibility and speed of ramping up and ramping down to accommodate the renewables.
If you're going to fill in this Mad Lib, 2013 is going to be the year of the what?
Incredible breakthroughs in energy efficiency.
Why?
The most common aircraft is the narrow body aircraft that both Boeing and Airbus put out. We're reinventing the engines for those. They're 15% more fuel efficient. They have lower noise. I was in the power business for a long time, and back in the early days of my career, we used to dream about 50% efficiency. Now we're talking about 62.5%, 63%.
Which doesn't sound like a huge change to the layman, but it is.
Oh, you're talking about saving billions of dollars of fuel every year across large systems. So it's a very, very big impact on the world.
Mark Little, CTO of GE. Of course, he didn't tell me how soon they're going to invent a battery for my smartphone that'll last a whole week, but that'd be a New Year's miracle, wouldn't it? If you tried to escape the family this Christmas Eve by firing up your trusty Netflix account, you might have gotten Scrooged. Streaming TV shows and movies from the website shut off for devices around the country this week, thanks to a rare crash of the computer servers that deliver its content. Here's Netflix's corporate communications director, Joris Evers.
Started at about 12:30 p.m. Pacific time on Monday, and that was the result of some problems that Amazon Web Services has with this part of the infrastructure that we use.
Wait, Amazon? Well, yeah. See, Netflix is a customer of the online shopping giant's separate web hosting business. Some of Amazon's servers in Virginia that store Netflix content online apparently went down. The outage has shed some light on a delicate relationship between the two companies, which compete for customers of streaming video online. But Evers says the blackout is really more about the new frontier of storing data via cloud computing.
It's still very early days from a technology perspective. You could say that this is still maybe not quite the Stone Age when it comes to the cloud, but it's not far from it.
Evers says Netflix engineers are working with Amazon to make sure this kind of outage can be avoided going forward. I'm Ben Johnson in for David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.